My Father's business. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do your business, sometimes parents will say to toddlers perched precariously on the toilet seat. During that very interesting time of child rearing we call toilet training, I suppose. Now you might wonder, what on earth does that have to do with the finding in the temple? Well, it's all a matter of business. My dear friends, my Father's business covers quite a few activities. But first, as they say, a word from Mother, our Blessed Mother. We had five words for the new year, the ancient feast day of the Mother of God. Now, 10 days into this new year, the modern feast day of the Holy Family, the Blessed Mother has one word for her son, which will resonate in any parent's heart sooner or later, and in any child's heart much later when they grow up and perhaps grow thoughtful. Why? Why hast thou done so to us? Mary's word in the temple. Jesus is 12 and is already growing up and gone, but this time just for 3 days. Her why wasn't, we are told, so much for her and her husband, good Saint Joseph. They were well taught already in the counsels of the Most High. But this question was asked for the teachers in the temple, because that's how you learn, by asking questions. And it was asked for us, because we are still students of all of these truths. Why? Many a wounded parent will wonder, and they may never ask it because the child never could answer, not even as a grown-up. But the parents will always wonder in their own heart, why? Remember that I told you some time ago about that Egyptian custom of asking a priest not only a blessing, and they would kiss his hand, but also of asking him to give them a little word. They still do that today, I am told. The Egyptian Christians, who are called the Coptic Christians, were in the news this week because they too are being persecuted by the Muslims. One time, the great Saint Pambo, one of the hermits of ancient Egypt, was asked by an abbot Theodore, for a word. He said, Father, give me a word. And St. Pambo thought, and then he said to him, go and have pity on all, for through pity one finds speech with God. On New Year's, we had five words, words we teach our children. Why these words, just for starters? I mean, please and thank you and I'm sorry. And so many more words in the process of child rearing. Why it is, as St. Pambo says, for pity's sake. Parents spend years teaching little ones, what do you say to children who think that the information conveyed in the phrase, I want it, is sufficient. And cumulatively, I suppose, when you're talking about raising a big family, parents must spend months in the bathroom with the little ones, cheering the toddlers on as they learn to do their business. Children who perhaps at some point would still have been quite content to wet their pants. Even more years will parents pass enlisting unwilling children as they grow up to do the chores around the house. And why? Why do parents do that? The simplest and the easiest way to complete a household task is to do it yourself. That way it can be done silently and to your satisfaction and usually tearlessly. There's no whining and there's no complaining, there's no bloodshed. You, after all, know how to separate whites from darks, and you know what goes where, and you know the pleasure of clean sheets and of matched socks in the drawer and a correctly set table for supper. Children don't. But for pity's sake, you don't leave them in their ignorance. Sure, it's easier for mom to cook and clean and fold and iron. But she knows her job is more than the sum total of all she and dad do each day around the house. Parents are there to prepare their children one day to leave home and another day to go home to heaven. Did you ever come across that quote that a young person's preparation for marriage began 20 years before his own parents were married? And in the meantime, producing children who can not only go to the bathroom and tie their shoes and say their prayers and remember their pleases and their thank yous, but also help clear the table at a friend's house after supper without being asked, and to show all of those social skills which are necessary to attract a spouse one day, should that be their vocation from God. Parents take pity on their children, and that is why they train them. They do not, as a rule, negotiate with them. They do not seek to placate them, and they certainly never capitulate before them. But they train them out of the misfortune of original sin and all of the unoriginal selfishness which goes with it. I once heard a story about a little child in a classroom. He was not eating his lunch at lunchtime, and so the teacher asked if there was something wrong. And the child replied angrily, pointing to his sandwich, "I told her not to give me this." There, my friends, there, I'm afraid, you have the modern parenting technique between two slices of bread. May it be far from you. The essence of holiness, however, is this, and they're never too young to learn, to do the will, to bend to the will of another. Father, not my word, not my will, but thine be done. That unselfishness turns us to doing our Father's business, no matter where it may take us. So, whether this finds you on Holy Family Sunday, waiting by a toilet to train the little one who is otherwise quite happy to stay in diapers, or at Mass or a visit, watching by the tabernacle with tiny tots who'd rather crawl off down the pew and annoy a sibling, or with the little ones at home as they squirm their way each evening through the family rosary, and you're thinking to yourself, a family holy hour? That sounds to me a step too far. Or when they're older and you're making at church or at home the family altar, where you've enthroned the Sacred Heart, the King of Love in your family, where you're making a holy hour, perhaps for those who've wandered, and you're watching there, and you're waiting, and you're wondering in your family temple, why have they done so to us? You remember, perhaps you will, that word of St. Pambo, which is a good one for parents. Go and have pity on all, for thus you will find speech before God. And when you do find your speech, and you do ask your question, your why, God's Son, right there in that temple, will tell you. It is all caught up in one word. My Father's business. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.